I want to welcome you all to the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck, and I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas with your families, and I hope that you all have a wonderful New Year as well, too. If anything, we can say we're getting out of 2020 and getting into 2021. 2020 hasn't been a very good year, or it has been a crazy year for that for a lot of people, but who knows what 2021 will be? Will it be like 2020? Will there be some different things going on? Who knows? Who knows? What I do know is that Jesus Christ is on the throne and he is supreme and he is the Lord of Lords. So, that being said, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the daily verse. Sorry, I did not have it ready for you guys. It's been a crazy past few days. In fact, keep one of my roommates in prayers. They just lost their fur baby, one of their huskies. So if you can keep them in your thoughts, keep them in your prayers. That's what the verse of the day says. 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not boast. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. And there's more to it, so we're just going to keep going on reading. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things and believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. And love never ends. Amen and amen. That's what Christ teaches us. He teaches us to love others. You know, it's not just enough about, you know, loving God, but it's loving your neighbor as well, too, and loving your enemies. Even when your enemy is treating you bad, you still love them. You know, still love them, still try to make peace, still try to be holy, you know, and most importantly is putting Jesus first in your life. So, well, today I thought we'd talk a little bit about everything. A little bit of sports, a little bit of, you know, what's going on in the media, a little bit of, you know, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, let's jump right in and check out, I don't know if you've known what's going on in the political realm, but, you know, there's a Texas politician, you know, suing Mike Pence to, you know, trying to get him to change the vote, you know, and not go with Biden, not to support Biden because of all the, you know, he's trying to get things changed where Pence can have also more power and more say so on January 6th. So not just going in there like declaring Biden the winner, but actually going in there and recognizing the other electors and not going with the other ones due to the fraud and the voter irregularities. I mean, let's be honest, if you can't see the fraud, you're blind. Or you just don't want to open your eyes up to it, but it's there. It is there. The Democrats have stole this vote. They stole the election. The far left stole the election. Plain and simple. If you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you. But, because if Biden gets in, he's going to sell us out to China. There's going to go all your civil liberties. You know, eventually, America would be like a communist country, third world country, communist. They'll come in and just take over. Either way, I think, you know, I think if America doesn't repent, I think their days are numbered either way. You know, I think with all the sin that's going on in America, I believe that God is, if things don't change, then God's getting ready to judge America for that. And he might let, if you're familiar with Dietrich Duderman, you might want to get familiar with it. Because there might be a day where God judges this nation in the U.S. And the question is, do you want to be here when that happens? Do you want to be in the U.S. or do you want to be in a different country? Might want to think about that. Well, let's dive a little away from politics. Let's go a little into sports. For any of you sports fans out there, you know, there are some teams that have already either clinched a playoff berth in the NFL playoffs or have a chance to. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they get the number one seed. You know, Packers don't quite have it yet, but they're close to having it. I mean, if they beat Chicago, they might as well have it there. And which is actually good for Washington, because if Chicago loses and they win, they're in the playoffs. The only problem is Alex Smith has been hurt. You know, so they really need him in this game. And they should not definitely go with Haskins. Haskins, no. They'll lose that game if they put Haskins in there. So hopefully by some miracle, Alex Smith will be able to go in. Tampa Bay's in the playoffs as well, too. So a lot of teams are... There's a lot of teams not in the playoffs yet. So, like, Tennessee's not in. You know, the Colts are not... Colts are looking outside of the playoffs. So they... Colts need to pull out a win, you know, for the division or just to get into the playoffs. Because right now they would need some help. Right now the Cardinals need help because they blew it. They did control their destiny, but not anymore. Chicago Bears is not tied in with Washington. My bad. Washington just needs to win and they're in. You know, Cowboys still have a shot. You know, now if the Cowboys and the in Washington have a tie, then Washington gets the tiebreaker because they swept the Cowboys this year. But if the Giants win and Washington loses, then the Giants win the tiebreaker. So there you go. It's between those three teams who's going to make it. So basically, if Cowboys win, you know, if I'm right, then that would put him in. Well, either way, you know, one of those teams is going to get in. So we'll just have to wait and see on the weekend. And NBA started back up as well, too, for all you NBA fans. I personally stayed away from NBA, you know, when they were in the bubble, you know, because of all the politics and stuff. I want to watch a football game. I don't want to watch CNN merged with sports. Leave the political arena and life outside of your job, outside of work. We don't want to see that. We want to see a sports game, not a Black Lives Matter movement, you know, petition, protest in the game, you know, or any other protest. We want to see sports. We don't want to watch it to watch politics. If we want to watch politics, we'll watch CNN, we'll watch alternative media, we'll watch the news. So, I'm sure a lot of you probably agree. You know, it's like, just leave it. Just go do your job, do what you're paid for. You know, and don't get the fans mad, because when you lose your fan base, well, who's going to come to your games? Who's going to buy your jerseys? who's going to watch football on or sports on TV. Your fans start dropping, you start losing money. That's definitely a pill to swallow. I mean, the NBA's ratings went down. I wonder why. Keep the protests outside of sports, outside of your job. Well, the time of the show, I'm going to go ahead and pray for y'all, but it'll be after this. Do not be without electricity. If you wake up one morning and find out that your car doesn't start, the lights don't turn on, and then in the pit of your stomach you realize, we just had an EMP strike. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, you don't have to be without electricity in the event of an EMP. Thanks to EMP Shield, protects you against lightning protection. Also, even solar flares as well, too, along with EMPs, possible strikes, either be man-made or God-made, you know, or nature-made. Either way, you will be protected. You know, don't be without a car. Don't be without a generator. Don't be without your solar panels to provide, or your house not to be able to provide electricity when and if the grid comes up, or if you have a generator that you can attach to it. Have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family will still have access to a running car and electricity if you shall need it. So use coupon code JEB, that's JEB, $50 off, or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. I want to welcome you all back. I'm going to go ahead and, this time of the show, like I said, I want to go ahead and pray for y'all and give anyone the opportunity that doesn't know Jesus Christ, or anyone, any of you that are lukewarm Christians or backsliding, this is the time to say no to sin and say yes to Jesus. Because Jesus does not like lukewarm Christians. He doesn't like backslidden Christians either. This once saved, always saved is a bunch of hoopla. That is lies of the enemy trying to get you to believe something that's not even true. You need to be repenting every single day, getting on your knees, praying to God, please forgive me for all my sins. You know, that's what you need to be doing every single day, every single moment that you get a chance to ask for forgiveness. Most importantly, make sure you're forgiving others too. Don't hold any grudges. Don't be angry with anybody. Let it go. It's not worth it. It's not worth eternal hellfire. Believe me, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go and have to be in the depths of the earth in hell and in utter darkness and heat and in the lake of fire or any of that. You don't want to be there. That was meant for the devil and his angels. That wasn't meant for man and women. So turn to Jesus today. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I want to pray for everybody. You pray for all the audience. Pray for all my listeners. Please bless them. Please take care of them. Please give them strength. Please heal any of them that are sick. Please provide food for any of them that are, you know, lacking food and resources. If any of them are homeless, please provide food. Please provide a shelter and anything that you can do for them, Lord. Or anything that I can help them out with and bless them with. You know. And those of you that don't know Jesus, that are backslidden, lukewarm, this is your time. This is your time to renew your faith. It's your time to come to faith in Christ Jesus. Because 2,000 years ago, He died for you. He died for all of us, for our sins. So go ahead and pray after me. Dear Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. Please come into my heart. Please come into my life. Please wash away all my sins. Wash away my hurts with your blood. And I believe that you are the Messiah, that you did die, that you were resurrected on the third day, and you died for my sins. And so I can have salvation. And I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you meant it, you were authentic about it, you are a born-again Christian. But being a born-again Christian doesn't mean that you just go off and keep on sinning. And guess what? For every mistake that you make, you have to repent. But God doesn't like anyone that stays in sin. Go and sin no more. But you do have the peace of knowing that Jesus is there if you do mess up by accident or make a mistake. You know, because God will, if you belong to God, He will convict your heart. The Holy Spirit will convict your heart if you do sin and mess up. But this is not a get out of jail sin card to keep on sinning. It's not what it's about. Get into a good Bible-believing church. You know, get yourself a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, ask for a Bible. Download a Bible app. Whatever you can do to get a Bible. I would recommend start reading in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read New Testament and then go to the Old Testament. Learn as much as you can about Jesus. And follow His love commandments. And be like Him. You know, walk in His footsteps. Pick up your cross daily. Love everyone. Strive to be holy. And forgive everyone. And repent daily of your sins. I'm Jason Beck. The Live Better The Jason Beck Show. If you'd like to help support the show on a monthly basis, or like a one-time donation, or a monthly donation, you could send straight to pay. We have PayPal. We also have, you can go to Anchor on my on the podcast website, which I will leave in the description box for you, along with some other cool stuff I'll leave in the description box that you can go through. You know, anything, any way that you can help bless the Jason Beck Show, so that way in 2021 we can make a huge difference for Jesus Christ. And reaching others, and where you can have the information and news and daily prayer and scripture on the Jason Beck Show. Thank you so much. Please like, share, and follow. And I'll catch you all next time. And Happy New Year.